This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Oh boy, we're at the Hour One Nugget once again, and we continue our current series, Peace of the Father. And we're at part three today, and today we look at Philippians, the fourth chapter. And I'm going to be looking at verses 6 and 7. This will be a little bit more extended because I've got such a lot to say and I can't cram this in to 5 or 10 minutes. It's just impossible. Listen to what Paul says to the church in Philippi. It is amazing. And if ever you needed to get hold of a verse or two from Scripture, this has to be the verses that you need to get hold of. You need to remember them. You need to think about them. You need to pray about them. You need to put them on a post-it note and whack it on your fridge. It is that important. Listen to what Paul says. He says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Now, if I left it there and I said that was it, we don't need to look at any more, just that, because we're just going to look at this scripture and we're going to do an exegesis on this scripture, if you will. If I did that, it would be amazing. Utterly amazing. But look what happens when I add the next verse. Because as we don't worry about anything, as we pray about everything, as we tell God what we need and we thank him for what he has done, this is what he does for us because we've done that. In other words, here's the blessing right here. And I believe this blessing is for you today. Paul says, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Doesn't that blow you away? Another version says, then you will experience God's peace, which passes all understanding. In other words, we can't understand it. We can't manufacture it. We can't get it from any other source but Almighty God. So that is why Paul is encouraging us right now, right here, to not worry. Jesus talks about worry all the time. And he says, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Don't be concerned. Peter says, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. There's so many scriptures that deal with worry, and that is because God Almighty knows that what we do is to worry. If we take a look at worry just for a second, before I even talk about peace, if we take a look at worry just for a moment, worry is a killer. Do you know that? Oh, I'm worried about this. And then that worry gets bigger and bigger. I don't know how I'm going to manage this. I don't know what I'm going to do. I've got to get over this somehow. I'm so worried. I'm so scared. And with the worry and the fear, it locks you up. The first letter of John, in the fourth chapter and verse 18 says, fear. Fear. And then it talks about God's love. Perfect love drives out fear. I'll say this with worry. Perfect love casts out worry. So Paul then says, stop worrying. What is the point of worrying? If you look at it, if you think about worry just for a second or two, you'll realize that, okay, I'm worried that I can't pay my mortgage this month. I'm worried that I don't have a job. I'm worried that I've got a sickness that I can't get rid of and I've got to go to the doctor and the doctor is going to tell me it's really serious. So I'm worried. 1 second of worry isn't going to take what you worried about away. I'll say that again. 1 second of worry isn't going to take away what you're worried about. It will change nothing. But as Christians, we know this. Prayer changes everything. Don't worry about anything. Paul says, don't worry about one solitary thing. Don't worry about anything at all. There is nothing in your life that you need to worry about. Why? Because so many times God has said this to me. I've got this. Did you get that? I've got this. And whilst I'm bringing you this word, I am smiling right across my face. I can't help it because I know that this word is changing your life. I know it. I feel it. I sense it. God is showing me that it is changing your life. Don't worry about anything. Watch. Instead, pray about everything. There is not a thing in your life that you shouldn't be praying about. Not anything at all you shouldn't be praying about. Then Paul says, tell God what you need and thank him for what he's done. Obviously, Lord, I need this. I need a job. And thank you so much for what you've done in my life, Lord. I glorify your name and I know it's only through you that this was done, and so I gladly thank you from the bottom of my heart. And then suddenly, say suddenly, and then suddenly as the worry goes, as the fear goes, you begin to experience God's perfect peace. I can feel it now. And as I'm feeling this peace, I'm going to impart this peace to you because I believe in the name of Jesus. As I impart this peace to you, you are going to sense it. You're going to feel it. You will not know why it's there. It's there because God wants it to be there. And as Paul says, it passes all understanding. It exceeds anything that we can understand. Are you getting that? It's exceeding all your expectations of what peace is. You know, you can sit by a river, or you can sit in front of the sea. I love to go to the sea. I love being beside the sea. I love to sit there and listen to the waves as they crash. So peaceful. That sound is so lovely, so glorious. Especially on a day like it is today here in the UK, it is a beautiful blue-skied day, and I should be sitting by the beach. But I'm sitting here bringing you a word, and I'm getting much more peace than I could ever get from the sea. And so I impart to you, wherever you happen to be, I'm going to impart this peace using the wind of the Lord, the Ruach wind. Sense that peace. Sense that beautiful peace. As God sends his peace, he tells us this through Paul's letter to the Philippi church. He says, "My peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." So now we know not only is peace magnificent, but we find out peace is a protection, and it protects your heart. It protects your mind. What comes from the heart? Pain. What comes from the mind? Depression. In Jesus' name, I declare that any pain in the heart goes now, in the name of Yeshua. I pray and I declare that any pain in the heart through emotional disturbance goes in Jesus' name. If you have been hurt by someone, that pain now goes in Jesus' name. And the pain that you have felt in your mind through depression goes now. In Jesus' name. Because when there is peace, there cannot possibly be depression. The two cannot mix. So when you're feeling this peace, when you sense this peace, you know this. The depression cannot be there. It's gone. And so I declare over you now, depression goes now in Jesus' name and is replaced by the peace that passes all understanding. I declare pain from an emotional upset in your heart goes now in the name of Jesus. And what is it left with? It is left with a guarding of your heart and of your mind as you sense this peace. And I pray that this peace will never leave you. It will never go. It will always be there. Now here's the rider to this contract. Here's the rider of this particular peace that we're sensing right now. It is this. You can no longer worry about anything in your life. Instead of worrying, you need to be praying about everything in your life. You need to be telling God what you need. And when I say that, I'm not talking about a shopping list. If there was something that you were worried about, you just need to take it to God and say, "Look, Lord, I'm really worried about this. And I don't want to be worried because I want to feel your peace. So I'm telling you. And now, Father, I give this problem to you," and the Lord will say to you, "My child, I've got this. My precious child, I've got this." What a word. So what has happened this hour today? Worry has gone. The pain of an emotional upset in the heart has gone. Depression has gone in Jesus' name. And we're left with that amazing peace. Just breathe it in now. Breathe it in. Sense it. Sense that peace in your heart now. You know, he is amazing. He's utterly amazing and so worthy of praise and worship and adoration for everything he continues to do in your life, and he's still doing it. As Worship Radio 247 is on the air 24 hours a day, your Father is watching over you 24 hours a day, and now we know he's protecting your heart and your mind. The depression and the emotional upset has gone in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your word, Lord, that tells us that it's okay. Thank you, Father, that you have got this. Place this word, Lord God, I pray in Jesus' name, into our hearts and into our minds as you protect both. And I give you the glory and the honor and the power in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. talking about the